Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, end of the third and final hour with Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom. Skolnicksreport.com and cloakanddagger.ca. My website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And your calls are coming up in the next segment, but I wanted to ask Sherman Skolnick a question. And Sherman, I know you know all about this corruption of the courts, the Supreme Court and all that, but how they put it right out in the open, kind of a psychological inoculation. Houston Chronicle a couple days ago, I covered it yesterday, admits it's a felony, but says, no big deal. Anthony Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, is about to hear a case concerning the cover-ups and obstruction by Dick Cheney of Energy Commission documents. And 2 weeks before this is coming up, they're off on vacations together on Air Force Two, and he's taking Scalia hunting. Now, in a mafia case, imagine the mob boss taking the judge on vacation. This is patently illegal, but they do it out in the open, don't even hide it. Your comments on that and just why they're so arrogant.
Well, we have a series on our website, SkolnicksReport.com, called Coca-Cola, CIA, and the Courts. And there you will see a court-filed petition setting forth the four judges within the court system, more than four judges, within the U.S. Supreme Court and one step below, who are under financial control, including Anton Scalia. They used money from Coca-Cola. The time doesn't permit on the radio to give all the details. However, the details are set forth in the series that I've just mentioned on our website. And that's Coca-Cola, CIA.
Yeah, but I want you to comment, Sherman, specifically on them out in the open engaging in crimes in front of us.
Well, we remember telling state secrets is not allowed, even if it's they are right under the public's noses, right, Sherman?
Well, here's the thing that I want to get to just briefly.
Telling state secrets is verboten.
Scalia and others high up in the court system, identified by us, while on the bench, continued to represent the billion-dollar stock portfolio of the University of Chicago, from whose law school Scalia and the other three come from, and they should disclose that.
Sherman, I understand that. I want you to comment on how Dick Cheney can publicly violate federal law and fly around and take...
They're knights of this star chamber. They're above the law. Come on.
Yeah, that's the point I want to make here. I want to get your take on them.
Sherman, they're knights of the star chamber, sir.
They're
above it. That's the aristocracy's rule.
Alex, one of the things that we write about is the dispute behind the scenes between George W. Bush and Richard Cheney over a division of the oil. Cheney is in with those that are involved with the Trans-Siberian oil pipeline headed for Japan, whereas Bush is involved with the one that was proposed to go through Afghanistan, and that underlies some of these situations that you're talking about where they cover up for Cheney and Rehnquist and Scalia and so on. It involves energy, big oil.
I understand that. The point I'm trying to make here is, folks, out in the open, you got the judge ruling on a case that's coming up concerning Dick Cheney, and Dick Cheney's taking him on all-expense-paid vacations. Openly, publicly criminal. The Houston Chronicle admits it, and nothing's going to be done to him. I just want to point this out. In the past, they weren't this obvious.
These are the expert geopolitical map makers employed by the crown heads of Europe.
Alex.
I'll tell you what, we got a break, Sherman. We'll let you comment when we get back, and we'll go to the calls. Stay with us, folks.
Who Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last segment, I bring up the Houston Chronicle article, and there are others, where we've got Dick Cheney on Air Force Two, flying around on multiple hunting trips while the Supreme Court prepares to hear a case concerning Dick Cheney, flying him around duck hunting. Now, that's publicly criminal. And I understand why Sherman goes, okay, we'll talk about Scalia and Cheney. Let's talk about the really big corrupt things they're doing. I mean, sure, we can talk about $87 billion and no bids allowed and Halliburton and scamming and admittedly stealing.
Can I answer your previous question?
Well, hold on just a second, Sherman. I mean, I understand going into all that. I'm just pointing out that out in the open, they commit felonies right in front of us and can care less. Go ahead.
From my 40 years of experience, here is a quick answer. The federal system, in particular in the courts, is loaded with these conflicts of interest. There is no remedy unless somehow, through very clever means, any of us alternative media people are able to touch up a major scandal wherein the aristocracy has to throw away one of these judges. Unless and until you could set off somehow a major scandal, these types of conflicts of interest are inherent in a inherently corrupt federal judiciary.
Well, I understand that, but it seems that they're doing psychological inoculation where they openly now do it and go, so what? Whereas in the past, they would creep around and do all this.
Yeah.
Now they go, yeah, Halliburton ripped everybody off and double charged, and it was, you know, but...
The sheeple are deeply asleep. They can they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Alex, they bombard us with other irrelevant information, sports, weather reports, and so on.
Janet Jackson.
And it does not become a major scandal, and they get away with it.
Yeah. You know, James, you know, long ago Americans resigned their consciences over to the bureaucrats who are now under the control of the monarchies themselves. It's real simple.
Absolutely. Let's take a few calls and we'll get back into some other issues. I want to talk about, Sherman, you talked about how a lot of anchor people buy their jobs. This is interesting. And also, Sherman, I want to get your take on the lotteries. I've seen clear evidence that not just the electronic voting machines are a fraud, we know they are, but now that the lottery systems are a fraud. Do you have any info on that?
There have been books about the history of the lottery system in America, and now with the proprietary software, what they do, and we showed it on one of our non-commercial cable TV shows in Chicago, after the lottery for the public is closed, under their proprietary software, they issue another lottery ticket to a chosen winner. And here in Illinois, for example, top officials of the local media have been mysteriously winners of the lottery.
Oh, that's happened in Austin. That's happened in Austin.
The state representative in the assembly, the legislature that introduced the lottery law, he won millions. A police chief and fire chief in one of the suburbs won.
Exactly. There's
executive
let me
managers,
stop you. Let me stop you.
Radio stations.
Let me
here,
stop you, Sherman.
Sherman. Hold on.
Right here in Austin, Hollywood Henderson, you know, the cowboy football player, does a lot of government work for the, you know, and you know, anti-drug propaganda. He magically won. What was it? 30 mil? Just exactly. Police chiefs, people that passed the lottery laws.
But I just told you how it's done.
Well, listen, that's what I've got. We've talked to people at the news stations where they shoot the lottery, and they say, oh, we'll shoot it four or five times, quote, till we get the balls to come out right. And then I've talked to people at the stores where they sell the lotteries. They go, yeah, 45 minutes before the lottery's called, they shut it down, and then we know that they're shaping the numbers.
Well,
if it was just a real lottery, they'd run it up to 2 minutes before.
Sherman, what about the lottery reminds us of the extortion money Bush is paying for... To keep
well, by the way,
quiet.
By the way,
talk about it.
What really got the Fortunate Son guy who wrote the Hatfield who wrote Fortunate Son whacked is his book is about Bush and the lottery scamming here in Texas. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another thing that you should keep in mind, Alex, is one of the aspects of the Enron scandal, which is from Texas,
money laundering.
One of the officials that has so far escaped was a director of the Houston Federal Reserve District Bank. Nobody talks about it. What happened is that the Federal Reserve skimmed off or embezzled billions of dollars from Enron, causing them to go bankrupt, and the money is being used through hocus-pocus called derivatives to temporarily pump up the stock market to get the suckers in at the top so they could be clipped. Do you understand? And they write about Enron, and they leave off the main important thing. A fellow named Skilling was a director of the Houston Federal Reserve District Bank. But that's a forbidden subject. You don't discuss the Federal Reserve and the money that was skimmed off of Enron. And what about Wendy Graham, the wife of retired Senator Phil Graham of Texas? How come she's not being prosecuted for reportedly covering up the massive fraud of Enron, of which she was a director?
And Hollywood did a whole movie of it called Die Hard with a Vengeance. That whole thing with Die Hard where ultimately it was just a heist of the U.S. Treasury. That's what's been going on for decades. Phony ways to fleece the sheeple and take money out of the U.S. Treasury.
Sherman, you know, I talked to you on air. I talked to you for an hour last night. Didn't bring up the lottery. I bring it up, what you say from your 40 years of research, and folks, it's backed up, is exactly the info I have. And yeah, I mean, do people in Illinois question that it's police chiefs and the people that pass the lottery?
Alex, you're missing the point. The major blowtorch stations here get advertisements from the lottery and the gambling casinos. That's forbidden to say anything negative about them. Listen, how would it be if the major radio stations here pointed out that their own bosses mysteriously won the lottery? What are the chances, 1 in 100 billion million, that the executives and managers of the radio stations win the lottery?
Well, look, guys, I'm saying, you talk about the sheeple, they've got the lottery as their own private payoff system, and the average idiot's still buying it. And people say, Hold on, Sherman. The people that run gambling, they're real trustworthy. Let's just, come on, folks.
Talk radio for spies. You became a spy when the media betrayed you, betrayed the truth.
Alex, casinos and lottery swindles are a forbidden subject. You can't put that on a major talk station. Come on, it's forbidden.
I call it cabal capitalism now, Alex. It's cabal capitalism.
Well,
it doesn't
work
without conspiracies and covers for the conspiracies.
Well, Sherman, you create your own taboo, though. This is all coming out. It's so big, they can't hide it anymore. And I hear people...
You know what the problem is, Alex? You're not a manager of a major radio station. Therefore, they don't permit you to win. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking to us about it. You would have been a winner, and you would have shut your mouth.
Yeah, the son of the secret cell is groping through life.
In fact, Alex, to put it in a cynical form, the fact that you're discussing it with us indicates that you tell the truth. Because if you were covering up for the lottery and the gambling casinos, you wouldn't be putting us loudmouths on with you. You or your cousin or somebody would have been chosen to get one of those lottery tickets after the lottery closes down.
Okay, guys, I want to switch into some other info and calls here. We've got a lot to cover. We only got about 42 minutes left. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call, and thank you, Mr. Skolnick and Mr. Bloom, for exposing the conflicts of interest and oil interest as well. As both of you know, the Queen is the majority stockholder of British Petroleum, BP, and between the formal ceremonies of the Queen knighting Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and Bush Sr.
Which, by the way, is illegal according to the Constitution.
Well, you know, just last year she just knighted the former mayor of New York, Giuliani. But would Mr. Skolnick share the information that he has in regards to the Federal Reserve and the wire transfers and the other accounts with the joint bank accounts that the Queen has with the Bush family?
$100 billion. Don't forget that.
Yeah, they got to steal it from the U.S. Treasury in order to prop up Queen
Elizabeth. No. Get those figures out. The joint bank account between the Queen.
Yeah, he's written the article.
I know that, but
let me get him to comment on it. Go ahead, Sherman.
Look, I wrote a series called Greenspan Aids and Bribes Bush, and on cloakanddagger.ca is the secret Federal Reserve wire transfer authorized by Greenspan involving $100 billion. Joint account between the Bush crime family and Queen Elizabeth II in her private bank in London, Coutts Bank London, and who is the third party to the deal? Saddam Hussein. And there was a case in court where I was the only journalist covering the case, okay? And it's mentioned on my website. And who was the business partner in the 80s? Of the Bush crime family, Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, well, obviously, he had the second biggest oil supply, and that did come out in the BCCI scandal. This is documented, and it's now coming out with the Bank of England involved. Whoa. Thanks for the call, Leslie. We'll come back and talk to John, David, Kevin, Ethan, and others with our guests, Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, Alex Jones here, back live. We got a lot of callers here I want to go to, but shifting gears yet again, Sherman Skolnick, Lenny Bloom, we've all talked a lot about, interviewed all the experts. I've made two films, written a book on the subject. September 11th, clearly the globalists carried that out. Clearly they would have already carried out more terror attacks if they wouldn't have been exposed for being behind these. I think they're concerned from the evidence to move forward What's your analysis, Sherman and Lenny, on when they're going to blow some more stuff up to scare us into submission?
Alex, can I ask this? Can Lenny and I have 6 minutes uninterrupted?
Yeah, sure. We'll do that coming up in the next segment, Sherman.
We want to discuss briefly what the program that they took off the air tried to do in 76 weeks, and a quick list of the forbidden subjects so that the public will get some idea of what we were have been trying to educate the public about.
Sherman, when I've been on your show, you know, I don't get 6 minutes uninterrupted, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, look, Sherman, I think, let me just say this and answer the question. Basically, the CIA has put America into a state of gigantic pictorial illusionism and journalistic exaggeration of concealment. They've scrubbed off their minds just like the flashy thingy thing in the movie Men in Black.
Let's deal with this question
I'm dealing with it.
Right? The New York Times on August 18th, 01, ran a strange story about the people that were living inside one of the World Trade Centers, of which the security originally told the New York Times there's nobody there. And when the tragedy happened on September 11th, they didn't refer back to their own article. Further, right before 9/11 came out the book Body of Secrets by James Bamford, where he published the secret documents how the crazies in the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 62 wanted to instigate an invasion of Cuba by blowing up American airplanes and buildings and killing Americans to blame onto Castro.
Well, I have the document. It's not just that book.
I know, but the point is, 9/11 basically is a follow-up of that same plan 39 years later, whatever. It's the same thing. How come the media didn't refer to that?
No doubt that it was a shock and awe operation.
But I'm asking, when's their next attack coming?
Yeah, when's their next attack? And the real question is this. The New World Order wouldn't fit into
Alex,
the old... No, Sherman,
home.
Let me just say this. The New World Order, their New World Order, didn't fit into the old space unless it had some violent alterations and retailoring. And 9/11 is one of those alterations and retailoring that occupy most of the so-called news because they're trying to shimmy their system into place. And if they can shimmy it without it, they'll do it. Otherwise, they'll have to have some big terrorist event.
Okay, but the point is, the next so-called attack, there has been no attack on the United States by Arabs. There's patsies like Lee Harvey Oswald. The Arabs were not directly involved with 9/11 except as patsies.
Now, I understand that.
Well, the public doesn't.
This listenership does.
My question, Alex, let me ask you this. Do you think that they have to orchestrate any more shocks in order to shimmy their new system into place?
Yes. And they were going to carry out more attacks right after, but they've been exposed. They've been put off balance. So many people inside government have been leaking info, going public. I think they're in a lot of trouble right now.
The trouble that I foresee is they may not have an election this year in the manner in which the public has been accustomed to.
Well, we didn't have one last time in the manner we're accustomed to.
I predicted it 2 years in advance. And I believe that an emergency panel, not provided for in the Constitution, will three people, will run the government without the Constitution because of financial disaster and things along those lines. Of which the public is not prepared. The public is being misled into a fake prosperity trap.
Well, Sherman, we have the head of NORTHCOM saying martial law, the outgoing head of CENTCOM saying martial law, and so they're definitely trying to prepare us for something, but they'll still just put a puppet in. I mean, the president's not running anything right now. So why would they put a, I know they're getting ready for committee boards and FEMA takeovers, that's admitted, but I don't see why they go ahead and use that unless they want to get rid of all illusions that this is a free country.
Alex, some of the federal courthouses are being closed to reporters, litigants, and lawyers. It's a forbidden subject, which I know a lot about. I cannot go into the federal courthouse. I have been, by the chief judge, ordered to be blocked from all the federal courts in the Midwest It's unconstitutional, but there's no use to discuss the First Amendment. My First Amendment has been canceled.
We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, folks, I know a lot of this sounds out of control, but if you look at history, what governments do, what powerful people do, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We're about to go to John and David and Kevin and Ethan and Mark. That'll be it for calls. It's all we have time for, but I want to give some time to Sherman, who wants to talk about some of these forbidden subjects, which actually have all been coming out now, but they put it in the back of the paper like it's no big deal. I find that to be the new propaganda tactic, is to just throw it out there and just say, go ahead and accept it. But go ahead, Sherman.
Lenny has got something to say as the moderator of our program. Go ahead, Lenny.
Yeah, I think that the term cloak and dagger epitomizes exactly what it is that Sherman and all of us are saying is the modus operandi of the powers that be, is a cloak and dagger operation where they basically hide behind the complex smoke and mirror machine that maintains their bread and circus shows. And that's certainly what you've really been on and doing a great job bringing out yourself, Alex. A tremendous job. You're to be commended. Just a fantastic job.
Well, folks should go to cloakanddagger.ca And
well, our website, let me just give it again, is www.cloakanddagger.ca. And our mirror site is themedianews.com, and that's sort of a mirror site in case they hit Cloak and Dagger too hard. You can always go to themedianews.com. But sure, I just wanted to throw that out there. And we used to have some good times, Alex. I think it's important to learn to play with the subject and having different songs as we did. The Illuminati song and the Spine songs is a great way of breaking the ice and furthering exploration.
Okay, for those that just joined us, I'd like to say something. For those that just joined us, again, I've been on the show probably 10, 15 times. I didn't count it up on your Cloak and Dagger show. It got the highest ratings in that time slot there in Toronto, and then you guys just got canned. And this is something I've experienced 6.5 years ago here in Austin when my show was number one. They said, stop talking about the New World Order. So this is another example of censorship. Go ahead, Sherman.
What I wanted to say, I'll be brief because you want to get to the calls, but in the 76 weeks, we dealt as if we're running a seminar on forbidden subjects. In North America, no colleges or universities that I know of teaches about the aristocracy. In fact, they come out after years of education not even knowing how to spell aristocracy. On Lenny's program, Cloak and Dagger, we discussed the aristocracy, the crown heads of Europe, and what they have been into. For example, the Jesuits and the British royalty end of the aristocracy benefited, now get this, from the assassination of 7 U.S. presidents. I know that comes as a shock to some people. It says, well, they were all killed by lone assassins. Good. Well, stuff like that we discussed on what the aristocracy has been into. And generally, on the major blowtorch stations in the United States, Alex, that is a forbidden subject to discuss the aristocracy, who they are, how they run, for example, NPR, which we call National Petroleum Radio, run by Jay Rockefeller's wife, Sharon Percy Rockefeller, stuff like that. The fact that some of the radio and TV major market positions are bought and sold. I know this from being around the media. That's a forbidden subject. So on Lenny's program, we discussed specifically some of the forbidden subjects. Lenny, fill in a couple more of the forbidden subjects.
Von Bulow, you were going to mention that.
Yeah, Von Bulow.
The holograms, go into it, Lenny.
Alex, there's an interesting development that really is this whole development that came out of the scientists that we spoke to who worked on hologram development, and it all started in 1973 with the Yom Kippur War, because with the suitcase tow missiles that were 100% accurate and 100% idiot-proof. You could give it to anybody with a kindergarten education, and it was 100% accurate and knocked out their tanks. They had to, in order to develop and keep the tank warfare, they started to develop the holograms and the hologram technology so that when this one tank goes out into the field, there's a satellite overhead, and now there's 16 tanks surrounding it. And the technology, the hologram, just has been kept from people so that they could run a tank right up your street. And if you looked out your bathroom window, you'd swear it was a tank, unless you walked out there, and then you'd find that it just was a light illusion, a trick of the light. And
well, they admit, I mean, that's even on the Discovery Channel, that the Pentagon can project Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever they want up into the night sky, and we got reports that in Iraq that stuff was used in the first Gulf War.
I know, but they can even
project, they can even project airplanes that appear to go into a building and knock and to fly into a building.
You know, I've seen that.
You know,
but guys, hold on just a second. See, that's the problem. We talk about covering things we can prove. Well, I don't say that's the case. I know they blew the buildings up. I know that the major Spanish newspaper, and I've got it on the website right now, has had top experts look at the belly attachment on one of the planes. It had been modified. It did have a large pod on the bottom. There are a lot of weird things.
No black boxes. Makes turns that only a projected image in the sky, like the bat symbol, would be able to do.
Well, the pilots have said that one of the planes pulled 6.5 G's, which the planes are designed with their systems. They are not cannot fly unless it was under remote control.
It explains
like a folded up napkin and went through a hole and reinforced
the whole
concrete building, and the wings didn't fall off or anything.
The wings didn't fall off, and nothing happened that was supposed to happen, because physically the plane cannot fly into a building. It's a joke. They've told America that a little piece of
Yeah, but guys, see, you talk about documenting everything. You know, 98% of what you've been saying, I can prove. You know, it's speculation.
Yeah, the reason they took that pane of glass off, Sherman, the reason they took the pane of glass off and put a balcony out there was, of course, to do the necessary laser.
And I have seen that New York. Just stop. I have seen the New York Times article where there was this weird group of Germans up there in one of the buildings, and they did take the pane of glass off and put this balcony out there. But again, that's not proof.
Alex,
to take a pane of glass off a building, which is that huge. Is something that you just don't do lightly because of what
let me talk about the documentation. What about the fire department tapes? The top people of the fire department were up high up in the building. They said there isn't much of a fire. Bring up the hoses. We can control it. The fire isn't going anyplace. Don't you see the point?
Internal explosives were set to detonate as the hologramic image met and went into the building, but if it had been a real plane, it would have pancaked on the outside and fallen down.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. Again, clearly there were bombs, clearly the seismographs, the firefighters, but the firefighters saying the fires were almost gone, that's what jet fuel would do. That's what a plane would do. It would go out. So again, guys, I don't believe that that's what happened. I know they have these technologies. It's not an area I get into because I can't prove it. And that's always been important to do that. There's all other, sorts of things being reported out there.
You saw Silverstein's statement that he had to pull the building, as he said, regarding Trade Center number 7.
I put that story out, sure.
But, Alex, you're familiar with Operation Pearl, that this was not, 9/11 was not a surprise attack to the American government. It was only a surprise attack to the American people.
Well, we know all that.
The Arab.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. All that other stuff's proven and admitted. Then you add something on there, and it just turns into a spoiler because you can't prove that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure, we understand what you're saying.
Lenny showed on his website that the plane folded up like a napkin and went through a hole in the building, and that's not, it's physically not possible for an aluminum plane to do that.
Well, the size of the hole left, they show you the plane going into the building completely intact. And physically, in actuality, if you look at a real computer model simulation, the aftershock of the nose instantaneously hitting the building reverberates and breaks off the tail. So it can't go intact into a building. So somebody's creating some trick of the light.
Okay, well, again, I can't prove it. Hold on. Guys, this is out of control. Let's just take some calls, as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to, John in Ohio. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I wanted to discuss a couple cases of the forbidden subjects, and I was just reading an article in isreview.org magazine, and they were pointing out that many of the people, these fascist neocons in the Bush administration, not only have found a home in the Reagan administration when they were instigating and supporting these death squads in Central America.
Hold on a minute. Somebody's heavy breathing on the phone. Stop, please. Go ahead, sir.
But their original home was in the Cold War mongering faction of the Democratic Party when they worked for the Scoop Jackson, the senator from Boeing, the military-industrial faction of the Democratic Party. And one of the people was Paul Nitze, the former Undersecretary of Defense, who was one of the key orchestrators of Project Northwoods way way back in the 60s. Of course, he passed on. He'd probably end up in the Bush 2 administration if he hadn't. But many of these people originally came from that section in the Democratic Party. And beyond that, the role of the Central Intelligence Agency in the media was brought out by Carl Bernstein of the Washington Post, but he couldn't get it written in his own Washington Post because, of course, he indicted all of the media, including the Washington Post, the New York Times, all of the networks, Time, Newsweek, as having collaborated.
Yeah, and you've got Jane Graham in there and the Bilderberg Group, and now her son. Go ahead, gentlemen. Any comments on what John just said?
Go ahead, Sherman.
Well, how come the media didn't discuss the Northwoods thing that came out in that book right before 9/11? When you look at the Northwoods thing, you change a few words and a few dates. It's the same thing that happened 9/11.
That's my point. My point is that the very architect of that, Paul Nitze, back in the 60s, was one of these neocons who worked with all of these people who have now ended up in the Bush administration.
Nietzsche. It was Nietzsche, right?
Paul Nitze.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Alex, is there time to discuss these warmongers that have the major talk show situations?
Well, we've looked at the numbers. You've got a Limbaugh getting paid at $287 million, and there's not that much profit in the show. And we've talked about how the media is subsidized by the government through their public service announcements and other things. But sure, go ahead.
From my years of experience, the way I analyze it is with arithmetic and details. I find out how much it costs for a 30-second ad, how much is the estimated amount that Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh get, and when you do that, you find out he does not have that many good ads to warrant the amount per week that each of them gets, and therefore you know there is some secret subsidy out there.
Well, let me give folks an example of this. They have a thing called Austin Air Force here in Austin. They have them all over the country. It's a private group funded by the feds in the state to push for emissions testing and taxation of cars. And I heard this group on local talk stations, and I called, and they were announcing it like it was a news item. And I said, that's a paid advertiser. Well, yes, it is. And so there's lots of that in there, too. It's called product placement. When government does it, I call it propaganda placement.
Isn't it just Pentagon subsidy?
Well, yes, and this, you see, guys, I mean, what you're saying is true. It's documented. I mean, I agree with 98% of what you're saying. I just can't get into areas I can't prove. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the point is the numbers don't add up, and those that are warmongers that want the American aristocracy to lash out like Hitler against Syria, against Lebanon, whatever it is, to take us away from the Bill of Rights, and to become an aggressive, dictatorial country. And those that are for warmongering, they get the major positions on these major blowtorch stations.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk.
Alex, before we go, one thing to add is this. Just remember that what we're always following is this Pentagon TV station, CNN, will this week and is always going to continue to disseminate more fashion speak to fulfill the public's artificially induced appetites.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. And then they call themselves liberal, and none of it's liberal. It's military-industrial complex. David in Missouri, go ahead. You're on the air. David, you're on the air.
David?
Yes, I was wondering if the three of you could discuss the Tavistock Institute.
That's the big British mind control arm. Yeah, go ahead, guys.
Well, caller, you're bringing up broad subjects into a limited forum.
Well, let's just say very quickly, Sherman, Tavistock certainly had a part in the Beatles as a major military operation. They brought it in the 64
right.
to keep the war.
The Beatles came to divert attention from the assassination of President Kennedy. They reached their height in popularity at the time the infamous Warren Commission report came out in September 64.
Yeah, they use the Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, all these media blitzes to captivate everybody off of real issues.
They did what Vince McMahon is doing now with World Wrestling. They created a profile, a character, hired record companies, and said, go out and find the guys to do this for us.
Okay, go ahead, David.
No, do that.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Kevin's gone. Let's talk to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, let me just get my spiel, and then I'll be gone. I just want to say that I'm outraged that our president and his illicit administration of tycoons gave terrorist Pakistan $3 billion of our tax money solely for military purpose for the Pakistani so-called defense, while the founder of their new program is pardoned and not even reprimanded for proliferating WMD through the rogue
states. Let's boil that down. Our government arms China, arms North Korea, arms Pakistan, proliferates the weapons, and then says we got to invade all these countries to keep us safe.
Yeah, and the mainstream media won't even give this issue 3 minutes of coverage. This should be the number one story that our own president,
by his own deeds,
is an enemy combatant and a funder of terror. And no one believes this. And everyone just grubs down on the bold-faced lies that our oligarchy is spoon-feeding us.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ethan. Sherman Skolnick, Lenny Bloom, I'll have to get you both back on the show. We've got more time. It's not so wild. I know it's frustrating. Need to get a lot more info out. We're out of time, gentlemen. I'm going to come back and hit a final couple news stories, the one the caller just mentioned. And I want to thank you both for coming on the show, cloakanddagger.ca or Sherman or SkolnickReport.com. Thank you both, gentlemen. Take care. All right, I'll be back. Boy, strap yourselves in. This has been a wild show. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns the ring.
Well, that was a very interesting interview. And Boy, just so much to cover, running out of time there. Some really scary news. When you register a website, you have to have your address and phone number in the past for your business. And you can get in, you can lose your website if that address isn't correct. Well, you talk about the government trying to make laws where we're all caught in the net, where people that weren't criminals are. 7 years at jail, $150,000 fine if you don't tell the world your email and home address. As well as phone number, I would add. And it says, this is out of the Register. It's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you don't tell the world your email, home address, and telephone number, you could face a 7-year jail sentence, $150,000 fine under new legislation that the U.S. Congress is trying to push past today. Senator Lamar Smith, a fake conservative of Texas, chairman of the courts, the Internet and Intellectual Property Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee, yesterday produced from nowhere extensions to the 1946 Trademark Act would make giving false contact information for a domain name a civil and criminal offense. And the bill is H.R. 3754. And you move and you forget to change that address on there, or there's a letter or a number wrong in it, 7 years in prison and $150,000 fine. And it's actually covered under terror sections. So sending an email to the wrong person, life in prison, they're trying to pass that. I mean, this sounds insane. It is insane. It's happening. So make sure that's right out there, folks, for your websites. Try to stop this bill from passing. The nuclear supermarket, and this is the London Telegraph, and it's what the caller was just talking about, and I'll talk more about this on Monday, obviously. I need to talk more about this. Intelligence agencies and nuclear inspectors are racing to close a vast international nuclear supermarket that has secretly supplied Iran, Libya, North Korea, and perhaps several other countries for more than a decade. And their buddy, General Musharraf, who runs Pakistan, U.S. companies gave it all to him publicly. They've given it to North Korea. Rumsfeld, the board of ABB, gave the reactors to North Korea. They arm these people, and then they arm everybody else, and that's not a problem. They're our little buddies. Now we're going to have to attack all the countries they may have sold something to. I mean, this is so, it's like our government giving the Soviets everything. Our submarines, our nuke secrets, our missile systems, they give it all to them. And it's the same old thing. And they're lining up the national draft, getting ready for this war to attack 62 more countries. That's public, the PNAC documents. Also, a story here, German RFID scandal, hidden devices, unthinkable tags, unkillable tags found in Metro furniture store. Germans say, nigh, we won't be your slaves. And, I mean, these microchips are going in everything, folks, and the average person has no idea this is even going on. I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back on Monday, 11 to 2, and then back again from 9 to midnight. Please get my videos. They're all documented. None of it's speculation. None of it's rumor. It's all documented fact of who's carrying out the terror, who's taking your rights, and how to fight back against them. Police state, three total enslavement, masters of terror, 9-11 road to tyranny, matrix of evil, dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. My book's $12. Paul Watson's great book's $19.95. Go to the websites, get the films, the books, spread the word, wake America and the world up. Toll-free number to order the videos or the books or the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, 1-888-253-3139. Make the call, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, my friends, it's up to us to spread the word, to discredit this corrupt system that's destroying our country. This is an illegitimate government. It must be removed.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.